Good afternoon. Today is Wednesday, November the 12th, 342nd day of the new year. Joining us this afternoon, Humboldt County Sheriff.
Yeah, promoted.
Somebody was saying that you were kind of sheriff of the county, but thinking like Marshal Matt. You know, wandering around, everybody knows who you are, you know.
You know,
kids run, but you know, the guys kind of hang around you.
You know, a lot of it is just growing up here and being involved. I mean, I started young with Special Olympics. I had, you know, I got involved with Special Olympics at a young age and was involved with a lot of John Kovacevich and Scott and just a lot of guys, and Jim Sacco and stuff. So back in those days, we did a lot of that.
That would be the older generation.
The way older generation.
You heard that one, Kovac?
Yeah. But that, I mean, that's 35 some odd years ago and stuff like that. And then I've always coached youth teams and been involved. And then my son got involved. And like, you know, and then with the ball fields
been around too
and
long,
the auctions. Yeah, I've been around.
Around too long.
And from both ends of the county. I mean, you know, and so, and then with my work in the private sector, I worked all over the county and all the way to, you know, northern Mendocino.
So maybe it ought to be marshal instead of sheriff, huh?
I don't know.
Marshal, right?
I just enjoy the community and the people that are involved in it, so.
Okay, well, we'll talk about some of his enjoyment from the election when we come back.
The flame of learning is lit daily at St. Bernard's.
St. Bernard's has openings for new children in our preschool and pre-kindergarten classes. Hi, I'm David Sharp, president of St. Bernard's Catholic School. St. Bernard's Early Childhood Education Center, license number 12540-2277, offers preschool and pre-kindergarten. We're open year-round from 7:30 a.m. to 5 p.m. Call us at 443-7705 to schedule a visit.
St. Bernard's High School and Elementary School, making a difference in lives for today and tomorrow.
Good afternoon, KINS, News and Information Time. It's 3:13. We're back to Talk Shop this afternoon with Rex Bone. But before we do, let's see. Let's see if we can find a good one here. It's kind of, you finding one on your phone?
No.
No? Okay. Here we go. John Greenleaf Whittier. Quote, "For all the sad words of tongue or pen, the saddest are these. It might have been." Kind of sounds like
sure.
Casey at the bat, doesn't it?
Sure. God.
Oh, if only. Yeah, yeah. So, it's been a week. A little chance to reflect a little bit on the elections and the outcomes and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
What do you think?
You know, there wasn't a lot of surprises.
Oh, come on. R was a massive surprise.
Actually, R was. They came out pretty good. And I've said this. I'm not saying that there shouldn't be some minimum wage changes. I think it has to be tempered on how we do it, and I think it has to be brought in slowly so the business is going to adapt and everything else. I think you can't just throw something out because you hate Walmart.
At California compared to other. I mean, Oregon is higher.
Yeah.
But nationally, you know, a lot of them are right at the federal minimum wage, which is a couple bucks below California.
Yeah. Yeah, and they make concessions to people that get tips, you know, off-site, and so those concessions are made and things like that. So I think something well written and brought forward by a segment of the population that people believe in and trust in, I think would probably be acceptable and include. The nonprofits and the businesses that would be affected in writing it, and they would probably envelop something that would work for their employees. Because I mean, anybody will tell you, productive employees in the private sector, productive employees mean a productive pocketbook. I mean, it proceeds into profits, and people don't like to retrain people.
Oh, so, there's a lot of reasons for it, but then you have the overlay of California labor law. There's a couple things coming up next year. You just kind of scratch your head. Are you kidding me?
Well, you know,
we
had state comp reform a few years ago, and everybody kind of forgot it. And I mean, I think the numbers, and again, we've talked about this before, but I mean, in Oregon, it runs about 20% of what we pay in California, because I think they have some tort reform. I think they have some other aspects that probably should play into this. But I don't think anybody bleeds less or their bones break or they get any less disabled in Oregon than they do here. The same aches, pains, and reconstruction of getting back to work has to take place.
So you look at, I guess, the stuff in Eureka as you, where is the city limits on the south side? I know it's Harrison. I know we got it out here between Eureka and Arcata.
It's just about 200 feet west of Oak Street, which is, you know, kind of where Grant School is and stuff right. like that. But it gerrymanders quite a bit there. That's where the line is going across over to D Street and like that. But it also you're also included, you don't include some of that on F Street, but Lombard Hills and down there at the bottom of H Street or Campton is part of Eureka. And then that little jag off of Fern Street is Eureka.
Walnut, where's the... It's got a cut across.
Walnut starts, I think, I believe the cutoff is right there at...
right by the water tanks?
Hemlock. Yeah, I think it's Hemlock right there. Okay. It starts right there at the beginning of Walnut.
And just kind of swings out to...
Yeah, and you know, there's been some active talk of annexation, both by the city quite a bit. You know, Myrtletown, a little bit of, you know, into Cutting and things like that. But and they've talked to LAFCO and things like that. And I don't know where that stands right now. It's just... We talked about it when we were doing. That's why they went partners on the McKay Tract, because they expect that. And then the use of McKay Tract is both going to be used by county residents and city residents. So the city offered to, you know, help with us a little bit on that, because it's a such a big part of. We are all in one bucket, even though there's some lines drawn.
Yeah, bucket. Okay, I'll use that. So Measure R kind of did its thing. Obviously, Z is the one that got most of the attention from a lot of folks. Were you surprised about Measure V in Fortuna?
I was not direct,
but it's certainly in the neighborhood.
I was, and I had talked to Reagan and people down there, and we were concerned with our measure and their measure, and you know everybody's measure basically, and Fortuna has done such a good job down there, and I didn't follow it enough down there because I was involved with Z and did quite a few talkings on that, and I had quite a few of my friends pretty much upset at me that I was supporting it, and you know I was kind of the last one to come on board, and I've said it that our last insurance bill with a 28% increase to our bargaining units was kind of put it over the top, and the other thing is I've got people. I represent people in rural Humboldt County that need law enforcement. I went to the meeting down in Estelle's meeting down in Redway, and there were people scared down there because they couldn't get a police response, a sheriff's response, a law enforcement response when they were having break-ins, and we had to respond to that.
KINS News and Information Time is 3:19.
Attention 6th and 7th grade students. Plan now to attend the Ideas at Work Middle School Career Camp at College of the Redwoods this June. Campers take part in fun, hands-on projects in high-tech labs, tour businesses, and explore careers. There is no cost for this camp, but space is limited. Learn more and apply online at decadeofdifference.org or call 445-7563. Don't wait. Sign up today at decadeofdifference.org and be part of it.
Good afternoon, KINS. News and Information Time is 3:24. We're back to Talk Shop this afternoon with Rex Bone. Rex, if V was kind of a surprise to you, what about S? I know what had been shared that the early polling had indicated. It seems like it didn't deliver the goods at that level. Do you think it was people coming to grips with what it really meant to them? Do you think it was... Okay, nobody's asking me, so now I'm truly am anonymous and can vote how I want to. Sampling errors? What do you attribute to coming in so much closer to a 50-50?
Yeah, and Measure S, I supported it because I trust the people. Fred Van Fleck, who I don't know if the last bond was spent as wisely as they should have. And I think there was some recognition of that. And it's kind of the sins of the past. We're going into the future. And Fred has made very well-appointed remarks that people are going to be involved. This is going to be transparent. And he is not much different. Eureka City Schools is not much different than the county of Humboldt. A majority of the people have put their trust in us to spend this money as we said. Because we've put it out there and said, we're going to do law enforcement, public safety, roads. We've put this out there. If we misspend this money in any way, then the public should be outraged. And I think Eureka City Schools is in the same thing. They're going to improve their structures. I mean, Eureka High's old. There's just no possible way around it. And they have to make some major improvements. And in this day and age of the new electronic wiring, the broadband, the Wi-Fi, all these terms, I have no idea what they mean. But the kids today, I mean, you if you want your phone programmed, you hand it to a five-year-old, you know, and says, fix this for me. But that's...
No. Trying to figure out which one to buy.
Yeah.
Same thing.
But, I mean, that's where we're at. I mean, that's where we've evolved, and that's what we're doing. And so we have to get our kids ready for the next generation of jobs.
It will be interesting. Fred's up tomorrow to talk to him a little bit about the application of those funds, because I think a lot of us are looking at things. Okay, wireless works very well in a lot of environments. Why are you running strings?
Yeah.
Let's just buy a couple of real massive, big, gold, powerful hubs. And well, why is it going to cost $50,000?
Yeah.
Why is it going to cost $1,000? I mean, some of those types of things. And maybe there are restrictions. And maybe there are some things. But I think a lot of folks are, well, what's the saying? Once burned, shame on you.
Yeah.
And
twice burned. Yeah.
We've been smoked. And I think a lot of folks, and that was the hesitation. But you didn't get that hesitation necessarily with Z. Which I thought
we haven't
kind,
done,
kind
we
of interesting.
County hasn't done this before.
Trust me. Remember that with the library?
No.
And now, there have been signature events through the last 10 or 20 years.
I mean,
there's
no doubt that there's credibility by, I think, everybody on the board, because we all said we were going to do these things. I know that they met, the Budget Review Committee met to figure out what the format's going to be for the Advisory Committee. And I think it's important we put law enforcement, fire, citizens, good accountability, and where this money goes is transparent. But as Michael tell you, to put these people in the pipeline for sheriff jobs, it's 8 to 12 months to put, you know, background checks, hire them. I know he talked about, and I think you're going to get some transfers over from the jail, so they'll have to go through their post certification. But they've already done their background. They've already understand how the system works to a certain extent.
Yeah, I think he's already starting that process.
Yeah, and so there's somewhat, you know, shovel-ready, as you'd call it, or something like that. But they still have to go through the...
Really?
Yeah.
Shovel-ready?
Shovel-ready.
Okay.
They're just ready to do the job. And so we have to get that process going. It's just not... You can't just go say, hey, we're going to hire six and put them on the street. But I think we have a responsibility to the citizens, not just the ones who supported it, but even more so to the ones who didn't support it, to show them that we're doing the right thing.
Is there going to be a push? And I don't know. I don't know if you can answer it. But is there going to be a push for more coordination with the cities? Guys say, yeah, it's there. It's much better than it was. Okay. Fine. However, you can't. You know, one can't operate in a vacuum from the other. Nobody else does. To push that a little bit more. So that, like the folks in Eureka that are paying for Z, receive some of the services of Z.
Oh, and they,
you know, and make it a tangible. I mean, you know where I'm going.
Yeah, I think that's where it's going to be the importance of Virginia. It all depends how we set up this committee. I don't know if it's going to be, you know, five appointees and two at large, or five, and I don't know what our role is going to be yet. And I think we're going to discuss it on. Friday, we have a board meeting on, it's kind
coming
of
around the corner. Yeah.
Yeah. So so those are the things we're going to have to face. But I mean,
when does it go into effect?
April 1st, I believe.
That's appropriate.
It gives.
Geez, I even got a three count before I registered on that one.
I think, and I apologize. It was so adamantly trying to get it. The burden of it, I think, is almost exceeds the need for it to make sure we spend the money properly. And I think the people deserve it. And I hope we do the right thing. And I know I'm going to. And I have no doubt that the other four board members are going to do what we are charged and what we told people we were going to do.
KINS, News and Information Times, 3:30. We'll be back with more from Rex Bone.
Remember the music from your trip to Latin America? You are invited to listen to the newest member of our radio family, 1790 AM, a Spanish-language music station with sports from ESPN and news from CNN Español. If you own a business, invite Juan listeners into your business. For information, call 442-5744 or go to juan790.com. Juan 790, tocando lo que le gusta.
Good afternoon, KINS, News and Information Time. It's 3:35. We're back to Talk Shop this afternoon with Rex Bone. Rex, as you look around the candidates that ran, the results, what general impressions do you take away? I mean, we had Arcata. They had theirs. Fortuna had theirs, you know, three running for three.
Yeah.
Okay, Ferndale had theirs. Eureka had theirs. What'd you take away from that?
Well, it's a fairly thankless job. I always admire people that step up. You know, Brown lost. He's not new in Fresno. He's on the city council and does a great job, I think. And I think Heinle and him, I don't think they talked, and Heinle ran. And I mean, Heinle's done a great job down there, you know, since he's retired, and he's, you know, he runs the foundation down there, but they bought the housing. And have turned that over, and it's been a great boom to the school system and everything else, and they've done a good job with that, and he's a nice guy. But both Brown's still back on the council. So, I mean, they didn't lose anybody. He just lost the race for mayor. So I think and Ferndale's, you know, it's a great little town. The people, you know, I really enjoy representing them. And I don't think there's...
You really like going back there, don't you? Being welcomed.
I like Ferndale.
I'm sensing here.
Yeah. You know, my wife's from Ferndale. Her family's been in the, you know, was in the dairy business for over 100 years down there. So, I mean, I've got a little bit, and I did a lot of business down there. And I like the feel of Ferndale, these small towns, Lolita, all those little areas. I get to represent some great little burgs. So, you know, it's fun for me.
Yeah, the little podunks are kind of fun because they all have personalities.
And they're good people. I've got a lot of agriculture, and they're a lot of working people, and it's I like that, and that's a big segment of Humboldt County. Arcata, Sophia, I think she's well educated. She knows the government game, or you know how that's done and everything else. And then Mark Wheatley, you can't say enough about him. I mean, he's
kind of proven.
He's proven. He's a rock star. He does a great job down there. Represents everybody, you know, and he does it fairly and honestly. And then Paul Patino, I love Paul because Paul works, and he believes in, you know, he doesn't go out there and make grandiose stands. He just believes in, you know, what he believes in, and you know, public transportation, the things that are important, you know, the living of the style of Arcata, you know, and he believes in it. So I think they stand good. I'm going to miss Alex. I serve on a couple boards and commissions with her, and she's, you know, she's embedded into Arcata and the style and everything else, and she brings a good format to it. But I don't think there's a huge hiccup with Arcata, because I think they've got a pretty good buy-in. Eureka, I mean, there's no secret that I'm a big fan of Melinda's. Melinda and I have been friends for a long time. Pete and I, and, you know, just grew up here and went to school with Pete's brother all through school and stuff like that. So, you know, the thing I little miss, and it's not a knock at all, and I don't want it, but the institutional knowledge of the way things used to be, I think that's important when you're trying to form things into the future. You got to know where you've been. And it's not to say new people shouldn't run or anything like that, but I think Natalie's been here, you know, I'm not sure how long, but I mean, I think she's got a little bit of that, but not a lot of it. She's young, and I think it's great to have these young people stepping up and doing the job, because it's a pretty thankless job. You can lose friends for life on this job, you know?
Well, that's what I was kind of curious about, looking at the numbers of people who ran and the numbers that didn't, the number of uncontested races that went on, not only in the fall, but also in the springtime. Does that mean status quo is content? Does that mean nobody wants the hassle? You know, it's great fun to be on a board or a body when there's more stuff that you can do because there's funds coming in. When you're going the other way, it ain't quite so much fun cutting, trimming, unless you happen to have that personality and that style.
Well, you have a, I guess, I don't know if it's a, what do they call it, social media, or the electronic media, the blogs or blogs, and all this, you know, online stuff that people can comment on. And I think people are somewhat reluctant to get their name dragged through the mud. I mean, it gets dragged through pretty good. And if people don't believe in what you say, you're an idiot, you're stupid, you've done this your whole life, you did this your whole life, you know, your family gets drug into it.
If you're not used to that, it's,
it, well, it's not, different.
Or if you pay attention, I think the hardest internalize
part is,
that.
Yeah, I think the hardest part is I kind of try to stay away from it, but I've got such good friends as, hey, look what they said about you. You know, but when they jump on your you know, and my son, they did, you know, they like to pick at you and try to tear you apart from the inside out. And I think that's fine. I mean, I don't think the people have much credibility because their names are, you know, everything's anonymous, you know, and I don't get that. People don't come up and say it to my face. So I take it to heart when somebody comes up and says, I'm disappointed in what you did. And I get a little bit of that, and we talk about it, and I feel out, and I like to hear their side of it. And then maybe we'll come to, you know, an agreement or a disagreement and everything else.
But
like
if you
that.
See the color of their eyes, it's a whole different ballgame.
It really means a lot. And I'm not a...
The anonymous letter in the mail doesn't count either.
Nah, and yeah. I'm not a very technological guy. So, I mean, I talk. People say way too much. And I don't have a filter. I say what I feel most of the time, and that gets me probably in more trouble. But it's me saying it. It's not my family. It's not my friends. It's not my associations. And I think that's what scares most people off, even though, like you said, I know a lot of people in the county, so I get, you know, everybody has an opinion and thing like that. But I think that's what scares people off, because, I mean, people do it because they want to serve. They don't do it for the notoriety. They don't do it for the fame and glory. They actually think they can make a difference.
Yeah, you got to be running for the right reason. Otherwise, it's not going
to
last.
Yeah, and I think it's hard on, you know, when they try to go find somebody to run. They're anxious to find somebody, and sometimes they get in it for the wrong reason, and it's a hard say, but I think that's why you see people not jumping into it like they used to. I mean, you've got people out there that, I mean, some of the things I've seen written about me, I don't even like myself after I read them. I'm going, damn, I'm bad. But I'm pretty comfortable in my skin, and I've just, you know, like I said, I've been here my whole life. I've umpired youth baseball for years, so I've heard it all already. I at the end of the day, I feel comfortable with my respect and my pride for living in Humboldt County. I really do enjoy living in Humboldt County, and I enjoy knowing the people in Humboldt County.
I figure if at the end of the day you feel you're okay, or you make that decision, and whether or not there's anybody there or everybody's there, the decision is the same.
Yeah.
Okay, great. So you don't like the opinion. Take a line. You know, or get in line, take a number. I mean, you know, there's if you're doing the job, you should be making decisions.
You know,
and not everybody's going to agree with every decision.
You know, and it's not to be that cavalier. I'd love to find out if there's a reason you don't like what I did. But when you, I mean, we get attacked on, I mean, so many different things, because we're deciding so many things. And at the end of the day, most of our decisions are 5-0. I mean, you can everything else. But I mean, we have 16 to 20 things on the consent calendar every week, and usually it's 5-0. I mean, there's things that get pulled, and there's things that people ask us to put on that people don't like, and I understand that. But if we agreed on everything, we wouldn't even need to be there.
Roger used to have a reference, a frame of reference for me. He said, you know, if you don't have everybody mad in the county at you once every 6 months, you're not doing anything.
No, and I
and yeah, as a supervisor, as somebody who's in a decision making position, yeah, you should be the only one that's 100%.
I mean, it's no secret. I thought a lot of Roger, and Roger is the one who told me 7-8 years ago, you need to run when this seat opens up. I had no desire to run against Jimmy because I didn't want to get my butt handed to me, because Jimmy did the job. Jimmy was probably the consummate, you know, political. He could keep everybody happy. I haven't learned that yet. But the nice thing about it, I fall back on him a lot, and we have coffee, you know, every couple of weeks and stuff like that. And he's willing to give me advice. I ask him. I have a lot of people want to give me advice. Yeah. I actually ask him for his. But it's a tough job. But, you know, I don't think it needs to be, when people need to get so personal, it, you know, I think it's tough on some of the, I think it's tough on some, and I think it's really tough on the families when they read it and stuff like that. And I think maybe that's the...
It's too easy not to read it.
Yeah, huh?
Too easy not to read
yeah,
it.
Yeah, I mean, it's just, unless you're technologically challenged, and then yeah, well, then
yeah,
you don't,
yeah, yeah, yeah. Look at the small TV screen.
Yeah.
KINS News Information Time. It's 3:44. We'll be back with more from Rick's Bone.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka. Good afternoon, KINS. News and Information Time is 3:48. Back to Talk Shop this afternoon with Rex Bone. So, Rex, what do you think the future holds here? We got 47 that's already causing a little bit of a rankle in the area.
If 47, with 47 passing, and if Z would have failed, I don't think...
Lots of folks would be leaving.
I don't think you could have understood. I don't know where they'd go. That was probably one of the...
Out of county.
Out of state. This is going to affect the whole state. I mean, as Sheriff Downey said, what was his number he gave the other day, people that he had to release?
About 100.
Yeah. I mean, I don't understand how that one passed. I mean, I read it and I'm going, well, this, you know, I mean, you can steal a gun and it's a misdemeanor. You can write bad checks and it's a misdemeanor.
To me, being simplistic, nobody was running any ads explaining what the downside was.
And the only thing was, and the ballot statement says this will save tens of millions of dollars. It's going to cost tens of millions of dollars because we're going to put petty criminals.
To the counties it will.
Yeah.
But the state.
It's going to cost people personally because these people were in jail for crimes against public. And if my car gets broken into, it's considered a petty crime. I don't consider it a petty crime. I consider it a huge invasion of my privacy and everything else, and that's what we're going to get a lot more of is these smaller petty crimes leading into violent crimes when people have confrontations.
Riff-raff.
Well, when you confront the people and everything else, so if you have more of them, you're going to have more confrontations and good things.
Well, that
do
gets
not
back
happen
to the Measure Z for me is whatever Mike does has got to be in coordination with. What Tom is doing in Arcata, what Andy's doing in Eureka, what Bill's doing in Fortuna. It's got to work together. Otherwise, we're just going to have more disjointed.
No, and I think we're fortunate. And I'm going to throw the CHP in there. And I've said this before with Adam and Brett, local-born kids running both both our agencies of the CHP. I think it's probably one of the greatest things. But these guys all get along. So, and they all have one thing in mind, our citizens.
Thanks for coming by, bud.
I appreciate it.
We've been Talking Shop this afternoon with Rex Bone. Join us tomorrow afternoon for more Talk Shop. Till then, go out and make it a good day. Hug someone you love. See you tomorrow.